Sunday and how many times you have to make adjustments?
You know, you hear it all the time coming out of that their camp is they want you to play left-handed, and that's true. They do a very good job of taking away what you do well, and I'm sure they're going to have something for what they view that we do well. So I'm very confident in our coaching staff. There's a lot of experience in our coaching staff that we'll be able to kind of weather the storm and kind of be able to counterattack whatever they decide they try to want to take away from our offense.
I was talking to your dad last week. He's a power
line. Nice.
Yeah, good guy. And he said he did all he could to talk you out of becoming a coach, but as usual, he didn't listen.
Yeah.
How much did he sort of try this? I know you moved like four or five times by the time you were 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
How much did you listen to him, if at all, and what sort of led you to...
Well, I always listen to my dad, but sometimes I don't hear him.
Yeah,
and you know, so I knew what I wanted to do at a young age, and was very determined how to get there and do it. And my father is obviously very, very well-known guy in college athletics world, and did a heck of a job as an AD for 20 years and as a football coach. So he's a great resource for me to bounce off ideas and in terms of you know, kind of what we're trying to accomplish here and in my profession, you know, personally.
What is it that made you want to do this, knowing that you're going to move here and there and here and there, and you're going to sleep in dorm rooms and do all those things that you have to do? And you, a lot of guys might not know it going in, but you lived it. So
yeah.
You sort of knew.
It never bothered me. I just love being around football. I love being around football. I love being around coaches. Love being around players. Situations, and I was one of those kids that just didn't really watch the game. I tried to study the game, and I'm a big believer in watching body language, how guys react to certain things, players react to certain things, coaches react to certain things. I like to watch coaches' body language after good wins, after bad, tough losses. You know, those are things I study to help myself get better as a coach, because you're always in the development stage as a coach. You're never a finished product, just like the players are never a finished product. So you use all those experiences and moving around to try to make yourself better.
To kind of follow up on what Ed said, what the Patriots do in terms of making play left-handed, mm-hmm. and lean on the staff, with this staff them kind of variety of backgrounds, how many different ideas are kind of sometimes in a week thrown out there?
A lot.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. Not all the ideas are taken and used, but our staff is very, very strong, our offensively, defensively, and the kicking game. And obviously, this is probably one of the better staffs I've been on, if not the best. And, you know, I think when you combine the personnel staff giving us the players we have with good coaching, I think usually good things happen. But there's a lot of variety on our staff of guys that have been around in a bunch of different spots.